I was pleased with the amount of aggression, the attitude towards wrestling, some of the improvement, especially out of the freshmen. At this point in the season, the seniors, you know, Billy Ware's looking at a title in the region, John Brooks, and so we really are going to look at polishing some things up so that it'll get them ready to try to take that region title and go into the state tournament. And within the region, in certain weight classes, it's just going to be an absolute dogfight to win the region title for them. I think they're going to be ready to roll, though. They had Billy had a Wyatt Patton from Craig, returning region champ, and they had a 2-1 match in the finals. And Billy, had, you know, he pulled it off, but it was close. I thought he dominated the match, but it was still Wyatt's very cagey and hard to wrestle. And so we're going to work on some things to maybe not get my blood pressure up so much at region time. John had a tough one. John Brooks had a tough one in the final match and lost against the Thunder Mountain kid. But, you know, we've taken some mental notes on that and have some things to work on before regions. If he does the practicing, I think he will. And we work out some of the bugs from that match. I don't think it'll be close. Now it's the easy part's done is talking about it. Mm-hmm. Buddy Stelmach, those were the three finalists, were Buddy and Billy and John. Buddy bumped up to 120 pounds to get tougher matches. And even there, he pinned everybody in his weight class Thursday, Friday, and Saturday until he ran into Max Collins from Ketchikan, who is 5-0 now for the season, probably the number one seed in the state. And that did not go Buddy's way in the finals. Buddy came out like he usually does, full of spit and vinegar, and fought hard. But I think giving up the weight.
He normally goes at 112?
113. Yeah, and he's beat everybody there except for a kid from Kotzebue. He ran into an Anchorage. And so to get him ready for state tournament and regions as well, but mostly the state tournament, he decided to bump up to 120 and had a very tough match with Max. Max is a very good wrestler, very skilled, and bigger than Bud. You know, he was 100, probably by the time they wrestled the match, he was probably at 125 or 26, and Buddy was still weighing 115 pounds. That being said, you just can't afford to make any mistakes with Max Collins, and there were a couple mistakes made, but you know, I give Buddy credit for bumping up. He wasn't trying to protect his record; he was just trying to get tough matches. He would have beaten everybody at 113. He's already done that four times in the season, so why do it again? Mm-hmm. Doesn't do him any good to go wrestle for a minute and pin the guy. So he had some tougher matches. It was good for him.
But where are Billy and John wrestling? What weights are they at?
John will be wrestling 145, and Bill will be at 152.
Okay.
Billy bumped up to 160 to wrestle the number one guy in the region there. I believe he won the match, but it came down to last seconds. He ended up losing in the last few seconds, but ref kind of decided that one. Anyway, he made a couple errors in that match. Otherwise, wrestled a real solid match, but that's why we did it. We needed a tough match for him, and he got it. So trying to sharpen him up a little bit. But he came back out Friday and Saturday and then pinned his way into the finals and then had a tough one in the finals with Wyatt Patton. But Wyatt Patton's a tough opponent. So anyway, it was a smaller team. We had a flu bug go through and like that, but it was a lot of fun for me. I haven't been traveling much. I haven't watched them wrestle since Petersburg, and I've seen huge improvements since Petersburg, and also they just get real focused and fired up for their matches. Everybody goes out there and wrestles from the first whistle to the final whistle, and I just don't see any quit in them. So, you know, you can see it as a coach. I think even as a spectator, you can look in the eyes and you know when those lights are going out, you know, and there's no spark. And I didn't see any of that in this Viking team. So.